Mr. Acting Chairman, are the four candidates actually in the room today?
Yes.
Would it be possible to hear from either of them? I want to vote for Mr. Mullen. He's got a great CV. He's been criticised by the ASA. One of the proxy advisers of CGI Glass Lewis has recommended against him. I'd like to hear from him, and I want to vote for him. Now, it's ridiculous that we haven't even got the candidates up on the stage. I'd like to ask Mr. Mullen to explain whether it is his intention over the current the three-year term he's about to serve to move back to Australia and become a professional director. A lot of CEOs take on a board seat at the end of their CEO career and then they become a full-time professional director. Now, if Mr. Mullen wants to do another 10 years living in New York as a CEO, I think there is an argument that maybe we shouldn't vote for him. But if he's planning to transition into a professional director career and maybe move back home, which would be great for Australia, we need to bring our top expat talent back home to serve on boards, well, we'd like to hear about that. So given he's flown all the way from New York to be at the meeting, is it too much to ask that he introduce himself to the shareholders as the candidate today, talk a bit about his plans for Telstra, and deal with this question about what he's going to do over the course of the next 3 years whilst he's serving on the board? Well,
thank you, Mr. Mayne. Telstra directors, like the directors of many Australian companies, have been carefully considering this issue as to whether election speeches are useful or are not useful. We've come to the conclusion that we will retain the policy which we've had in the past, which is to provide detailed information in the notice of meeting on the qualifications of directors, and that we won't be encouraging policy speeches. So I have to deny your wish. Further questions?